Kamala Harris bagged campaign cash from Jeffrey Epstein's law firm. By Joshua Kaplan on August 12, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris's, DCA, failed presidential campaign received contributions from a law firm used by deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, according to July 2019 report. The Associated Press reported. Kamala Harris bemoaned the influence of the powerful and connected elite last Tuesday when she called on top Justice Department officials to recuse themselves from any matter related to Jeffrey Epstein. She said their former law firm's work on behalf of the financier accused of sexual abuse calls into question the integrity of our legal system. Yet the same day, Harris' husband headlined a Chicago fundraiser for her presidential campaign that was hosted by six partners of that firm, Kirkland & Ellis, according to an invitation obtained by the Associated Press. Harris, a California senator and Democratic presidential candidate, was one of several White House hopefuls to blast the handling of Epstein's case in Florida a decade ago, when his lawyers negotiated a deal with federal prosecutors that allowed him to avoid the possibility of years in prison. In 2008, former Trump Labor Secretary Alex Acosta met with Kirkland & Ellis lawyers in his capacity as U.S. attorney in Miami and cut an agreement that let Epstein only serve 13 months in prison. Despite the connection to Epstein, then Harris spokesman Ian Sams dismissed concerns about taking money from law firm partners that were uninvolved with Epstein's plea deal. The people involved in that case have not supported her campaign, and she wouldn't want that support anyway, Sams argued to the AP at the time. However, one attorney believes any campaign connection to the firm is unacceptable. If any connection with Kirkland & Ellis is a stain on senior Justice Department officials, why isn't a connection with a law firm for the receipt of campaign contributions a stain on her own campaign? Said Common Cause lawyer Paul Ryan. In August 2019, Epstein was found dead in his New York City jail cell where he was being held on sex trafficking and abuse charges. His alleged madam, British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, was arrested in early July on charges of enticing minors to engage in sexual activities.